There was a story of a Bachar in Panovich. He was an unbelievable Bachar. He sat down to the Gemara. He took apart every detail. Unbelievable way. He had every facet of the sugya of a topic worked out. Every rishon was broken down and taken apart and explained. Amazing. However, there was one problem with this Bachar who was seemingly the top of the tops. This Bachar would sit down, take everything apart, go to sleep. The next day he would wake up and not be able to remember anything. It was almost like a miracle. He was like a goldfish. Everything he retained went right out, and he ended up retaining nothing. So when you're experiencing supernatural things, you go to supernatural people. So he went down to Netivot, and he went to the Baba Sali. The Baba Sali sat with him, spoke to him, and said, "I'm sorry, I don't see any hope for you." The boy was very jarred. He said, "What do you mean?" Baba Sali said, "I can tell that you ate not kosher items in your life. And therefore, you have a timtum alev that cannot be helped. You are going to be affected by this." The boy said, "What are you talking about?" He started arguing with Baba Sali, saying, It's not true. I never ate anything." Baba Sali said, "I'm telling you, this is your problem, and I don't have a solution for you." Very, very stared, jarred. He went back home and told his mother what happened. She broke down crying. She said, "I'm so sorry. When you were young, you had a certain illness, medical condition, and we had to feed you certain not kosher items. I never told you, it wasn't relevant. It was pikuach nefesh. But it seemingly had an effect." The boy didn't know what to do. So he went to Rav Shach. So Rav Shach, and he told him what the Baba Sali said. Rav Shach said, "What you should do is as follows. You should sit down and learn with boys weaker than you." At that time in Panovich, they were experiencing an influx of Sephardi Bachurim in the country, and Panovich would take some of them. However, they were very, very weak boys. They weren't nearly on the level of this boy or even standard Panovich boy, let alone the top of the tops. Rav Shach said that you must sit and learn 3 Sfarim a day with these boys, and that's going to bring your Yeshua. The boy said, "Rabbeinu, that's not going to work. I need to learn a Rashba, not learn how to read the Aleph Beis." And Shach said, "You want to get better? You must take this track, the track of learning and helping other people." And the boy did it. Begrudgingly, he listened to Rav Shach. And little by little, he started having a memory, remembering, growing bigger and better. What's the understanding of this story? What's the pshat? The Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed brings the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that says as follows, that when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, the gezeiros, the decrees were getting harsher and harsher. They saw no way out. So it says they sat down and they were kiris a bris. They made a covenant. What was that covenant? A bris of chesed, a bris of kindness. They will now put extra effort into being kind to one another, into doing things that they wouldn't have done before to help another Jew. And the Chofetz Chaim says this took them out of the gezeiros. This was the start of the geula, and as well they had this when they left. The bris chesed, helping another yid. When you help another yid, explains the Chofetz Chaim, you go on another track. Hashem says you're in one track, you're in the normal track. When you help another yid, you go on a different track. This is the answer to our problems. We are having challenges, difficulties, meitzarim, constrictions in our lives. We have to take a different track, the chesed track, that puts us on a higher playing field. We want to experience Yeshuas, Geulas. We have to take the chesed track. Let's look in our lives where we can be kairos of bris chesed, where we can take the covenant. And with that, leave all our meitzarim, all our constrictions, all our challenges, and experience the next track. Experience Hashem's Yeshuas.